Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose. And millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Hello! From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and West Virginia lays an egg. The radar goes up when it's a percentage of the fan base, but a lot of WVU social media was out in full force after that awesome day Saturday. What happened tonight doesn't take away from Saturday. But you come out of that weekend, Javon Small, Conference Player of the Week, National Player of the Week, and people think Javon Small's still not getting attention. And WVU back in the top 25 AP poll. And there's resume comparing. How is West Virginia only 23rd? And how do you follow up Jerry West Day? In this schedule, you follow it up with a 9 p.m. Tuesday night game against your bitter rival, the Arizona State Sun Devils. And you can't blame, no excuses, right? Obvious letdown spot. That you can see the letdown spots from a mile away. And coming off a Jerry West Day, that's a letdown spot. And West Virginia has done okay in letdown spots before. The one that came to mind, because West Virginia was down one, I don't know how. They were only down one at the half. And it reminded me of the Georgetown game, where West Virginia comes back from the Bahamas, 2-1, could have won the whole thing. That comes out of nowhere. They're riding high. And that first half was a clunker against Georgetown. Tugger DeVries was still playing, and it wasn't Javon Small that got it going in the second half that turned it around. It was Tugger DeVries, and no Tugger tonight, and there wasn't a guy when Javon didn't have it, and Javon didn't have it tonight. There wasn't a guy that could step up. And what's up with these Arizona schools? It's snowing. It's like the polar opposite of, I'm assuming, what's happening weather-wise in the desert of Arizona. Maybe it's cold there. It's not 0 degrees like it is in Morgantown. And they're eating it up. Arizona comes in to town and blows us out of the water. And Arizona State had this game from the beginning. They are a good team. So in addition to for this being a letdown spot, you have an Arizona State team that's good. Josh, how can you tell me they're good? They came in this game lot losing 4 in a row. I've been using Cincinnati as the example. You can lose games in this conference. You can lose games in a row in this conference and still be good at basketball. I disagree with the take that Arizona State is not good at basketball. Did you see that 17-year-old? Did that look like a 17-year-old? The things he was doing on the court? Like, just absolutely a presence at the rim on defense and was running the court well. Like, I was impressed by that guy. He was a top 10 recruit in the country, and he's like, he's playing, he's a freshman, but he's really good at basketball. And they came into this game, Arizona State, with a good resume as far as 3-point shooting, and they got it up tonight, but their length killed WVU. West Virginia was minus 18 in rebounding, and that's the worst of the season. It was the worst of the season. And West Virginia, if Javon doesn't have it, and I don't know what's going on with Javon, 2-for-11 from the field, Javon's allowed to have a bad night. And I would argue this was his only bad night of the season. The first bad overall unequivocal bad night is 18 games into the season. All the things, and I... This was not Unreasonable Doubt a few days ago. This was the Javon Small podcast. And he deserved all the recognition from Saturday. Again, what happened tonight doesn't take away from that night or from that day. But he didn't have it. He was 0-for-8 from 3, and none of his shots, it looked like all of them were hitting the front of the rim. He did not have legs tonight. And what's crazy is that West Virginia was led in scoring by Javon Small tonight. That's if you boiled it down to one thing, how did West Virginia lose this game? Is that Javon Small was 0-for-8 from 3, 2-of-11 from the field, and scored more points than any other Mountaineer. You can't do that and win. And yet West Virginia had this game within, what, 5? Under 4 minutes to play? Arizona State had answers all night. And I would argue, I said Arizona State is good, but this might show up on the NCAA tournament resume as bad loss. But West Virginia... they were 4-for-29 from 3. And that's the worst of the season. Second worst was the Pitt game. So if Javon doesn't have it, somebody's got to step up. And Tucker wasn't there, and none of the guys had it. I mean, is it possible? Is it possible in one game that no one has it? Because who would you point to tonight and said, that guy was good tonight? It's tough sledding. Not that everybody played bad, but if you said this guy played good, it's a stretch for that for anyone. And so that's what it is. West Virginia. So in the expectations conversation, I think that cools the Jets on, hey, West Virginia should be higher ranked and Javon Small should get more recognition. But I'm buying WVU stock. If you want to sell it off of that performance, I'll buy what you're selling. And if you want to sell your Javon Small stock, I'm here to... I'll find the money, but I'll buy that off of you if you want to sell it. Because what they've done so far this season is respond to bad losses. And the next game is on the road. And do I think that Javon Small is going to lay 2 eggs in a row? I do not. It is on the road. We have mixed success as a university, as a program in Manhattan, Kansas. And we'll talk about that game here in a minute. But that's this league. It's one of those, what I said last episode, what if we went 1-1 every week for the rest of the week or for the rest of the Big 12 schedule? I wasn't saying that literally. But You could take 1-1 weeks against anybody in this conference. Maybe Oklahoma State is, and maybe Colorado, who you already have behind you and have wins. Maybe those are spots on the schedule we say that's a win. Outside of those two, and we're done with them, the rest of them are not coin flips, but it's a really good conference. And all of a sudden, losing to Arizona State, now you go on the road for just the one game in Manhattan, Kansas. Then you come back and face the Monstars, Houston Cougars. You get them in Morgantown, maybe a revenge game. I'm sure they'll be up for that game. But that's another really good team coming to your house. And then two-game road trip against Cincinnati, who's now won a couple of games in the conference. And then you play TCU, who went to Baylor and beat them. So even TCU, who I couldn't name one guy that's on their team, but they're really good at defense, and they are going to be a problem. West Virginia's always struggled on that stupid-looking court. So all of that stuff stands as far as it can get away from you fast. What I'd say is awesome day Saturday. All of the bad got released tonight against a good Arizona State team, and it puts a little bit of pressure on this team to respond as they have all season in the next one, because if you lose that one, then you could, not only could you look at three losses in a row, you could look at five in a row. And I don't think that's going to happen, but let's say it does. It doesn't negate West Virginia being a good team. They're really good, but you can absolutely see how it can get away from you in this conference. I don't think it's going to happen, but you can see it. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How'd you like that 9 p.m. home game? If you like that, are you sitting down? Listen to this part of the schedule close to the end of the season. February 25th, another 9 p.m. home game in the Coliseum, this time against the Horned Frogs. Then West Virginia goes to Utah for a two-game road trip. They're on a different time zone, I believe the Mountain time zone. So Saturday night, 10 p.m. start at BYU. Follow that up with Tuesday night, 9 p.m. at Utah. So I'm just giving you a heads up. If you were a big fan of the 9 p.m. home game, we got one more in the chute next month. So get prepared. Be ready to take some after-dinner power naps, maybe an evening Starbucks. Do what you got to do for that week. Three games, none of them start before 9 in 1 week. So just giving you the early heads up. Let's do a quick update on the women's side. Last time we checked in on them, they had lost their Big 12 opener. Since then, they've responded well. They've won 5 of their last 6 games. Now they're 5-2 in the Big 12. One of those, revenge win over Colorado, 27-point win. And then they followed that up with their best conference win of the season this weekend, beating a good Iowa State team by 14. So the rare Riot Bowl sweep in the Coliseum this weekend. West Virginia did a great job with Crooks from Iowa State. Jordan Thomas is somebody that West Virginia didn't have on the roster last year. She played great defense against Crooks. And I think, as I mentioned the last time we checked in with the lady, she's going to be really important against Lee from Kansas State as well. The double teams were really good against Crooks, in addition to Thomas's defense, and it resulted in turnovers or missed shots. The women are averaging over 23 forced turnovers a game in Big 12 play. And J.J. Quinterly, she was the Big 12 player of the week last week. So they're doing really well, and they find themselves in a tie for fourth place in the Big 12, two games behind TCU and Kansas State, who are both 7-0, one game behind 6-1 Baylor. They have five more Big 12 games before they face one of the teams above them, and one of those, another revenge game, their only other Big 12 loss at a good Oklahoma State team. Oklahoma State comes to Morgantown, so that's one of those five. If West Virginia can somehow get to 10-2 in Big 12 play going into the Baylor game on February 11th, then I think it's a control your own destiny situation for the Mountaineers in having a chance to win the Big 12 title in the regular season. Because they'll, starting with that Baylor game in Waco on February 11th, three of their last six are against the teams above them in the standings. They're currently number 10 in the women's net computer rankings. I believe they're 16th in both the coaches and AP poll. So they're on pace to host the NCAA tournament game in the Coliseum. This is a team that had expectations going into the season, and they've handled them well. They've had one hiccup, that game at Colorado where they had a terrible fourth quarter. That's been the only hiccup this season. They've only lost three. If they can avoid another hiccup, they've got a chance to meet expectations and exceed expectations and be in the conversation for the Big 12 regular season championship. They're so fun to watch. If you haven't checked them out, give them a watch. Just the vibes are always strong with that. They're aggressive defensively. They're moving the ball offensively. I think they're better on offense than they were last year. So definitely check them out. The next game for the guys, Saturday, 6 p.m., back-to-back CBS Sports Network games. By the way, CBS, does anybody have the CBS Sports Network app? The CBS Sports app? The 7 p.m. game was going a little long between Rhode Island and BCU, so they flash on the screen, hey, we're tipping at 9:10. If this game's still happening, this 20-point blowout between Rhode Island and BCU, then you can watch this on the ESPN, on the CBS Sports app, or they gave a website address with a backslash. Candidly, I held on to watching CBS Sports Network until, for some reason, they end the VCU Rhode Island game and go to a 2-minute commercial break. Oh, I don't know if it was 2 minutes, but they went to commercials before they got into the WVU Arizona State game. Not great. And let me tell you, CBS Sports Network, I'm not downloading the CBS Sports app. It's just not something I'm interested in. With respect, if it was on the Paramount Plus app, because, you know, that's CBS, then, all right, that's easy enough. I've got that one. I'm not bragging, but I'm not going to do it. I won't do it. Nope. I'm going to miss WVU seeing them until you put them on. I'm not going to the app. I won't do it. The CBS Sports Network and West Virginia's on the road. Sorry, CBS Sports Network. They're on the road Saturday, and they're playing the Kansas State Wildcats. Kansas State underperforming expectations this season. They're currently 1-5 in the conference. They'll play in Waco tomorrow night. Let's all root for the Wildcats to get a big win, a big road win, and feel great about that, and then come home against a Mountaineer team coming off of a letdown. That's what I'd prefer. I don't like the probability of that because Baylor is coming off of a home loss to TCU, so they might take that out on Kansas State. Kansas State is not bad. I'm not going to put them in Arizona State level of being good. I don't know why they're not good. They were picked 8th in the preseason poll. They only lost by 4 to Texas Tech at home a couple of games ago. They almost beat TCU on that lizard skin court. Their best win of the season by far is a home win against Cincinnati. The rest are bye wins. It's just not impressive. They don't have any impressive wins besides that Cincinnati one. That's a good one. They're outside the KenPom top 100 in both offensive efficiency and defensive efficiency. They're not great at defending the three. They're not good at the free throw line. But if they lose at Baylor, then they'll come into this one losing 6 in a row and desperate for a win. I don't want that. That's the most likely scenario that WVU is facing. This is only go to Kansas State, play that game, and come back home. West Virginia is 4-0 after a loss this season. And you don't have to, I can't hear you when you answer this, but do you think Javon Small is going to go 2-for-11 in back-to-back games? We'll just, I'll leave that to my imagination what your answer is there. But it's a road game, and road games are difficult. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, Pocket Cast Podcasts, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2024-2025 season. They have 13 wins and they have 5 losses.
AI of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at 1/3 of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.